From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Republicans in the Colorado Senate have removed money from the state budget geared toward helping implement the federal Clean Power Plan. But as Spencer Berkland reports, the issue is far from settled.
The U.S. Supreme Court put a halt to the Environmental Protection Agency's effort to reduce greenhouse gases until legal challenges can be resolved. That's one of the reasons why Republican Senator Tim Neville of Littleton says the state shouldn't be paying for it. He also thinks it would hurt Colorado.
The hundreds and thousands of Colorado jobs that have been destroyed by the EPA. Jobs in coal, jobs in transportation, jobs in oil and gas, jobs in proven energy sources.
Republicans want to eliminate upwards of three positions from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, equivalent to what they believe Colorado is currently spending on the Clean Power Plan. Democratic Senator Matt Jones of Longmont says it's the wrong approach.
It's not helpful to put people's jobs at risk because we're mad about something. We should be doing things to protect health.
Governor John Hickenlooper, meanwhile, says it's somewhat of a moot point because regardless of what happens to the federal Clean Power Plan in the courts, he says Colorado has its own plan to make the air cleaner. It will likely be up to the bipartisan Joint Budget Committee to try and hammer out a compromise. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
And Colorado may decide to regulate fantasy online sports leagues that pay jackpots, but it's too soon to say whether state lawmakers will agree on the matter before the session ends. A House committee has started work on a bill to create a new state office of fantasy sports. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.